CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Why is it that men and women can enjoy a concert experience equally, but when they gather in the home, it's a battle royale over the stereo volume? Sure, the women want to socialize while the men just want to rock out. I get that. But it raises a more sinister issue. Are audiophiles, or is the hobby of audiophilia sexist against women? Absolutely. According to Headphonesty, an online magazine for audio gearheads, they sat down with five women in the industry attending High End Munich 2025. Angela Cardis, who's worked in high-end audio for 40 years, talked about how audio setups are usually built for just one person, usually a man. She laughs. The big joke is, oh, my wife hates my system. Have you invited her to listen to her favorite song on it? Oh no, she just doesn't want to. Daniela Manger shares that women do enjoy good music on a good system, but feel like they're infringing on a male playground. Even the language is outdated, with salespeople throwing around terms like wife acceptance factor. Longtime Canadian interior designer Sarah Richardson often laments that her hubby's giant speakers don't fit with the room's decor. Kasia, a marketing manager at the audio trade show, points out that men walk right past my booth, assuming I don't know anything about the products. Jenny Jose spoke to a panel about the financial barriers. I've not heard of a woman cave in any house, because the man holds the power with the money. Plus, women are priced out of the hobby before they even have a chance to explore it. So how can the industry be more welcoming to women? Headphone meetups are a great no-cost way to enjoy music in a shared setting. Improving component design can lower the barrier. Some gear just appears too complex or fragile and can be intimidating to the uninitiated. Highlighting women in action, installing and setting up systems can welcome more females into the industry. Ultimately, making hi-fi a shared experience is the goal to combat sexism. By the way, don't even think about buying another guitar. I'm Cal Cote. Here's Afro Dream from an album due in September, but we'll share it now. They're an Italian multiculti band telling the migration story from West Africa to Europe. Check out Afro Trip from World Beat Canada Radio.
We'll be right back. I would have strongly advised that you put on your dancing shoes. At this moment of the song, I strongly advise that you wear your dancing clothes. At this moment of the song, I would strongly advise that you put on your dancing shoes. At this moment of the song, I would strongly advise that you open your heart. At this moment of the song, I would strongly advise that you close your eyes.
Keeping things in Mother Africa with new music, that is the Cavemen and Dancing Shoes, a Nigerian high life fusion duo, Kingsley Okri and Benjamin James. Afro Dream took us on an Afro trip before that from a forthcoming album called Gis Gis. Here is Jay Scope. He is a Nigerian who spent 16 years in the Ukraine before moving to Montreal. He shares his experience with Welcome. This is The Beat in Your Own Backyard, World Beat Canada Radio.
Proud to
live in a country that welcomes people from all over the world. Coco Jaffro is from Vancouver, along with rapper Ndidi Cascade. Appropriately, they tackle Canada's most precious commodity, which is our water. Black Water from the Tiny House Warriors compilation is straight ahead. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Coat.
This is Coco Jaffro, and this is the beat in your own backyard from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
taking us to the very depths of dub bass. That is Public Image Limited bassist Jaw Wobble and Tyson Dub Mix, a dub tribute to his beloved Staffordshire Bull Terrier. That's brand new, as is this from Canada's premier feel-good horn ensemble, Heavyweights Brass Band, and Carnicero from World Beat Canada Radio. There is your musicianship for sure. Last week was tough on the music world. We lost two greats, Brian Wilson and Sly Stone from the Family Stone. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Was probably one of the reasons I got into playing the bass in the first place. And another bass player, Brian Wilson, turned out to be an absolute Mozart of popular music. In 1967, post Pet Sounds, came his absolute iconic hit, which is Good Vibrations. And in 2004, Brian Wilson revisited the track to bring us what he felt was the definitive version. And that's what I share with you today as we remember Sly Stone and the great Brian Wilson. With our touch of the familiar, it's his Good Vibrations right here on World Beat Canada Radio.
I love the colorful clothes she wears, and she's already working on my brain.
Good, 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 good she's good.